What if the greatest limitation in your life isn't your circumstances, your past, or even other people, but the thoughts you've accepted as truth? Craig Groeschel discovered this the hard way. As the senior pastor of one of America's largest churches, he appeared to have it all together. Yet privately, he battled crippling anxiety, negative self-talk, and the haunting belief that he'd never measure up. His breakthrough came when he realized a startling truth. We live imprisoned by lies we've accepted as reality, much like a pastor who once stayed locked in a closet for hours, never realizing the door was unlocked the entire time. This revelation launched Groeschel on a journey combining ancient biblical wisdom with cutting-edge neuroscience, resulting in a battle plan that's transformed thousands of lives. The premise is deceptively simple. Our lives always move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. But implementing this truth, that requires understanding how to win the war raging in your mind. Your brain creates pathways constantly, trenches determining tomorrow's actions. Every repeated thought carves deeper grooves, like Groeschel's dog Bandit, running the same circular path until a visible rut formed in the yard. These neural highways become automatic, and many lead straight to destruction. Groeschel's childhood insecurities created patterns of self-doubt that nearly derailed his calling. When a denominational committee rejected his ordination, declaring he lacked the gift mix for pastoring, every childhood wound reopened. Then came the pivotal moment. You are not who others say you are. You are who I say you are. This divine whisper revealed a choice between believing lies or accepting God's truth. The war in our minds operates on two fronts, spiritual and neurological. Satan's primary weapon is deception. He didn't force Eve to eat forbidden fruit. He deceived her with lies about God's character. His tactics haven't changed. To win this war, practice metacognition, thinking about what you're thinking about. Most people live on autopilot, never questioning their thoughts. But awareness is the first step toward transformation. Your thoughts will control you unless you learn to control them. You cannot defeat what you cannot define. Mental strongholds are fortresses keeping truth out, whispering lies like, you'll never be good enough, or no one really cares about you. Once accepted, these lies filter every experience, creating self-fulfilling prophecies. Identification requires brutal honesty. Financial struggles might stem from believing, if I had more, I would be happy. People-pleasing might be rooted in, my worth depends on others' approval. Groeschel discovered his overworking stemmed from seeking validation through achievement. His financial anxiety traced back to his grandmother's Great Depression warnings, creating a scarcity mindset that even infected his daughter Katie, making her afraid to order what she wanted at restaurants. Just as Jesus countered Satan's wilderness temptations by quoting scripture, we must arm ourselves with God's word. This isn't positive thinking, it's truth thinking. Positive thinking says, I'm good enough. Truth thinking says, in Christ, I am a new creation, forgiven and empowered by the Holy Spirit. If addiction whispers, I can't stop, counter with Matthew 11, 28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. If victim mentality says, everything is against me, replace it with Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? Each time you reject a lie and embrace truth, you create new neural pathways, a daily practice, not a one-time decision. Our brains remain plastic throughout life, capable of forming new connections. Negative thought patterns create deep neural ruts that automatically direct thinking down destructive paths. But we can intentionally create new pathways through consistent practice. Transforming your mind requires deliberate rewiring through what Groeschel calls trenches of truth, purposefully dug channels that deliver necessary resources. The rewiring process follows a simple pattern. Write it, think it, confess it, believe it. Create specific declarations based on scripture that address your mental struggles. Write them where you'll see them regularly, think about them throughout your day, and speak them aloud until they become heart-level reality. Christian meditation differs from Eastern meditation. Rather than emptying our minds, we fill them with God's truth through rumination. Just as cows repeatedly chew grass to extract maximum nutrition, we must repeatedly process God's truth. Repetition creates automaticity. Truth becomes so ingrained, it flows naturally without conscious effort. After years of declaring truth about God's provision, Groschel's financial fears transformed. A tax crisis that would have previously devastated him became an opportunity to experience peace. We don't see reality as it is, we see it through distorted lenses, shaped by cognitive bias. Groschel illustrates this with his wife's defective glasses, making him appear discolored, and a hypothetical party where believing everyone thinks you're an idiot colors every interaction. The challenge is recognizing our own biases, which requires thinking about what we think about. While we cannot control what happens to us, we can control how we perceive it through cognitive reframing. Reframing our past involves thanking God for what he didn't do. When Groschel's pitching hand was broken in eighth grade, shattering his baseball dreams, he reluctantly tried tennis to impress a girl. This unexpected path led to a tennis scholarship, where he found Jesus and met his wife Amy. Similarly, when he couldn't preach due to Amy's labor, the church showed a video sermon instead, birthing the multi-campus model Life Church now uses across 35 locations. Reframing also means looking for collateral goodness, God's goodness in every situation. Like vultures finding dead things and hummingbirds finding nectar, we find what we're looking for. Groschel also introduces preframing, choosing how to view situations before they happen. His tennis coach helped him overcome being labeled Craig Groschel by reframing his identity as a pressure player, transforming his performance. When overwhelmed, our amygdala triggers fight-or-flight responses that can't distinguish real dangers from perceived threats. Groschel shares his 2019 breakdown, preaching 25 messages in 8 days amid home disasters and his granddaughter's traumatic birth. Through counseling, he remembered, "My experience plus God's presence is enough." The solution isn't eliminating problems, but refocusing on God's presence. God doesn't require formal prayer formulas. Jesus called God Abba, Daddy, showing prayer is relational. Just as Groschel's 6 children approach him differently, God wants authenticity. Research confirms 12 minutes of daily focused prayer over 8 weeks measurably alters brain chemistry, increasing compassion while regulating the amygdala's stress response. Try creating a God box, a container for written worries. Write down anxious thoughts, place them inside, and pray, "God, I'm trusting you with this." To worry again, you must physically retrieve the paper and tell God you're taking back control, revealing what worry truly is, telling God we don't trust him. The final element is praise. When Groschel struggled writing about praising God while refusing to do it himself, he reluctantly began with half-hearted effort. As he continued, his petulance transformed into genuine praise. Like magic eye pictures revealing hidden 3D images, praise helps us see through circumstances rather than just at them. Prayer and praise change both perspective and brain chemistry, the ultimate weapon for winning the war in our minds. The battle is real, but so is the victory. Daily rely on God to renew your mind, using his truth to create new mental pathways. When distracted, refocus on what's first. When selfishness creeps in, declare your commitment to love and serve. For each negative mindset, criticism, laziness, self-absorption, doubt, worry, inadequacy, self-pity, craft specific declarations of truth to counter the lies. Implementation requires consistency. Meditate on scripture daily and speak declarations aloud. Create visual reminders and find accountability partners. Remember 4 principles. Replace lies with truth using God's word. Rewire your brain through the write it, think it, confess it pattern. Reframe your perspective by seeking God's goodness in every situation. Rejoice through prayer and praise. God's presence is what your mind needs most. Transformation takes time. Craig privately battled, "I can never measure up," for 30 years, despite his public gifts. When he recognized this as spiritual warfare, he studied scripture about the mind and neural pathways, creating faith-filled declarations that transformed his thinking. Your thought life is powerful. Winning this war means freedom for you and potentially generations to come. The prison door was never locked. You've just been believing it was. Walk out today. With Jesus, you can win the war in your mind.